the Underground Christian Network.
Today we'll be discussing the well-known conference speaker, author, and Bible teacher Joyce Meyer. In case you never heard of Joyce Meyer, I'll start out with some background about her. She's a very popular author, conference speaker, and Bible teacher based in the St. Louis area. Meyer has a multi-million dollar ministry called Joyce Meyer Ministries and can be found on the net at joycemeyer.org. She also has an extremely popular TV and radio program called Enjoying Everyday Life, which can be seen and heard on hundreds and hundreds of radio and TV stations nationally and worldwide. Meyer teaches on some very practical issues, making her well-received, such as forgiveness, dealing with a busy life, emotional healing, anxiety, addictions, and self-discipline. She is especially loved by tens of thousands of women who hold her teachings up as being life-changing. Joyce Meyer gained even more prominence when she made it to the cover story of Time magazine in February of 2005 as one in the list of the 25 most influential evangelicals in America. And by the way, she's also in the September 18th, 2006 issue of Time magazine. And she's also been on the cover of Charisma magazine. Well, as popular as Joyce Meyer is, this certainly doesn't mean her teaching shouldn't be held up under the light of the scriptures. We're commanded to test all things, examine the prophets, rightly divide the word of truth, and test the spirits, for not all come from God. As always, I will be testing the teaching of Joyce Meyer and not judging her relationship with God. Only God knows if she has been born again by the Spirit. Only He knows what's in her heart and if she has truly repented and trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of her sins. Although Meyer has some good teachings, perhaps the most striking, unbiblical, and problematic teaching from Joyce Meyer is her teaching on the atonement of Jesus Christ, particularly about what happened between the point of Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection. It isn't so much that Meyer doesn't believe in the atonement of Jesus, but the problem lies in where he paid for our sins. The following teaching from Meyer comes from her 1991 booklet called The Most Important Decision You Will Ever Make. It also is repeated on her audio teaching called From the Cross to the Throne, which I have heard is currently unavailable. Well, the crux of Meyer's teaching on the atonement is that Jesus Christ paid for our sins in hell. That's right, in hell. She teaches that on the cross, Jesus literally became not just our sin bearer, but sin itself and ceased to be the Son of God. After Jesus died on the cross, he went to hell, not to proclaim the gospel or to announce his victory, as some Christians believe, but he went to hell to be tortured for 3 days and three nights by Satan and his demons as part of the punishment for our sins. After 3 days of demons jumping all over him and laughing at him, God finally had enough, and seeing that the price for sin was finally paid, God ended the suffering, and Jesus then physically rose from the dead as the first born again man. You know, this teaching is nothing real new. It's been taught in different forms by many word faith teachers such as Benny Hinn, Frederick Price, Charles Capps, Kenneth Copeland, and the late Kenneth Hagin. You know, it's one thing to plagiarize someone else's teachings, but it's another thing to plagiarize heresy and call it orthodox. Well, in her 1991 booklet called The Most Important Decision You Will Ever Make, Meyer writes, quote, "During that time, he entered hell, where you and I deserve to go because of our sin. He paid the price there. No plan was too extreme. Jesus paid on the cross and in hell." Listen for a minute to sound clips of Meyer's teaching on this subject from the audio tape From the Cross to the Throne.
The devil thought he had it. The devil thought he'd won. Oh, they were having the biggest party that had ever been had. They had my Jesus in the floor, and they were standing on his back, jumping up and down, laughing, and he had become sin. Don't you think that God was pacing, wanting to put a stop to what was going on? All the hosts of hell were upon him. Upon him. Up on him. The angels are in agony. All the creation is groaning. All the host of hell was upon him. Up on him. They got on him. They got him down in the floor and got on him. And they were laughing and mocking Ah, ha, 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 ha. You trusted God, and look where you ended up. You thought he'd save you and get you off that cross. He didn't. Ha, ha, ha.
Just in case you doubt Joyce right now, she wrote in her above-mentioned booklet, quote, "There is no hope of anyone going to heaven unless they believe this truth I am presenting. You cannot go to heaven unless you believe with all your heart that Jesus took your place in hell." Now, I'm not going to split hairs with someone who believes a different theology than mine on the order of where Jesus' soul slash spirit went during the 3 days and three nights that his body laid in the tomb. Did he go directly to paradise to be with the repentant thief? Did he go to the second compartment mentioned in Luke 16 where the damned souls were suffering in torment? Or did Jesus go to Hades or to hell? Did he go there to preach the gospel or to proclaim his victory or to bring the Old Testament righteous souls waiting in Abraham's bosom to heaven? This can be argued and friendly debated, but what cannot be considered is what you heard Joyce Meyer teach, that Jesus paid for our sin in hell. Jesus certainly did not pay for our sin in hell. The Bible is extremely clear that it was on the cross where our fine was paid. It was on the cross where the blood of Jesus was spilled and accepted as a ransom for us. The cross was the place, the only place where our atonement was bought. You know, Satan loves to take our attention away from the cross. He did it with the Mormons, as they teach that Jesus paid for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane. Islam teaches that Jesus didn't die on the cross at all, but perhaps Judas may have died in his place. Christian Science teaches that Jesus didn't even die because death is an illusion. But the Bible says much different. The atonement was made on the cross where Jesus bled and died for us. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, not in hell." Ephesians 1:7 says that we have redemption and forgiveness through his blood, not through his suffering in hell. And remember that on the cross, not in hell, Jesus declared these words in John chapter 19. He said, "It is finished." According to Meyer, Jesus only meant that the old covenant was finished. But she said that the atonement was really just getting started when Jesus said these words. However, Meyer fails to understand that the words, "it is finished," are one Greek word which means to complete a process, to accomplish, to pay in full. Joyce Meyer should take James 3:1 seriously, as it says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." You know, it's very interesting that you can search the New Testament from front to back and never exegete the sensationalistic teaching from it. Meyer, like many in the Word Faith camp who teach extra-biblical doctrine, appeals to what she would call revelation knowledge to substantiate her teachings as coming from God. In other words, the Bible doesn't actually teach this. I got it through a direct revelation from God's spirit to my spirit. That's why Meyer said on her audio tape dealing with the exact same subject, quote, "The Bible can't even find any way to explain this. Not really. That's why you've got to get it by revelation. There are no words to explain what I'm telling you. I've got to just trust God that he's putting it into your spirit like he put it into mine."
The Bible can't even find any way to explain this. Not really. That's why you've got to get it by revelation. There are no words to explain what I'm telling you. I've got to just trust God that he's putting it into your spirit like he put it into mine.
Here's one example of this revelation knowledge on the now unavailable audio tape by Joyce Meyer called "From the Cross to the Throne."
Well, here comes Jesus into hell. Now, I don't know what hell looks like, but God gave me a few ideas. It's hot, fire hot, but at the same time, it's cold and clammy. That's kind of different, isn't it? Fire hot, but cold and clammy.
Chapter and verse, please. I can understand the fiery hot part, but where in the Bible does it say hell is cold and clammy? This is the kind of thing that Joyce Meyer and others in the Word of Faith movement do. They appeal to a special revelation knowledge from God and teach it as Bible truth, even though it has no scriptural basis at all. They use this as a way to make themselves appear to possess an anointing from God, and if you don't get what they're teaching, you must not have the anointing. For example, on the audio tape, Meyer categorizes her heretical atonement theology as something so special that most of the church doesn't even know about it. For 2,000 years, the church didn't even know what happened between Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection. That is, until Joyce.
Do you know something? A large majority of the church really doesn't even know. Honestly and truly, they really don't even know. Well, you're going to know when this night's over.
Another example of extra-biblical teaching from Meyer is this.
Sunday morning! Sunday morning! Here comes the sun! Sunday morning! God gets himself together. Ho ho! Justice has been met. Somehow the thing's been taken care of. And old God gets his voice together, and he hollers out three words, and they go roaring through the universe and entering the gates of hell. He said, "It is enough." It is enough.
Again, chapter and verse, please. Where in the world does the Bible say this? Well, we'll pick up more about Joyce Meyer and her born-again Jesus teaching next week. Last week, we began to discuss the theology of popular TV, radio, and conference speaker Joyce Meyer. Meyer has a multi-million-dollar Bible teaching ministry with an audience spanning nationally in the U.S. and reaching the world abroad. Meyer is especially attractive to many women who enjoy her practical teaching on topics such as forgiveness, relieving stress, obedience, and addictions. However, as we covered last week, Meyer has some huge problems in her theology when it comes to where Jesus atoned for the sins of mankind. You might say that's easy. It was on the cross. Well, Meyer actually teaches that it was in hell where Jesus did the work. That's right, in hell. Meyer doesn't deny the cross outright, but says the cross is only the place where the atonement began. This would mean, like every cult teaches, that the work Jesus did on the cross was insufficient for salvation. Cults and many religions teach there's always more work to be done. The cross wasn't enough. That, my friends, is heresy. According to the atonement, according to Joyce Meyer, when Jesus was on the cross, he literally became sin and ceased to be the Son of God. He then died and went to hell for 3 days and three nights, where Jesus was beaten and mocked by the devil and his angels. It was this suffering in hell that paid for our sins. Meyer teaches that after God had enough of watching Jesus being beaten with demons jumping up all over him, God finally got himself together and yelled out, "It is enough," which is nowhere to be found in Scripture. At this point, and the point where we'll pick up today, Jesus Christ physically rose from the dead as the first man ever to be born again. In her 1991 booklet, The Most Important Decision You Will Ever Make, Meyer wrote, quote, "God rose up from his throne and said to the demon powers tormenting the sinless Son of God, 'Let him go.' Then the resurrection power of the Almighty God went through hell and filled Jesus. He was resurrected from the dead, the first born-again man." This, again, is a heresy taught by several of the Word faith teachers out there, like Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Frederick Price, Benny Hinn, and more. Joyce Meyer teaches that on the cross, Jesus literally became sin and died spiritually. Not that he became a sin offering on whom God poured out his divine wrath, but that Jesus became sin, died spiritually, ceasing to be the Son of God. You can hear her teach this on her audio tape titled From the Cross to the Throne.